biasa karena kamu insan luar biasa sehingga aku tak bisa berkata-kata. Kamu luar biasa, sungguh luar biasa.
You might be familiar with this sound when your kids are online. But you might miss some other sounds. Your child might stumble upon harmful content, bullies and predators when they are online. Pay attention to the sounds. It's not too late.
Mom, what's this?
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Well, you know, Indonesian government has planned to give such, you know, a screening services of mental health for Indonesian people. It was stated by Health Indonesian Health Minister Budi Gunadi. In this case, which the planning from the Indonesian government that would like to give, screening services of mental health for Indonesian people started in February 2025. Minister Budi Gunadi also stated that the government has prepared 10,000 community health centers, or namely Indonesia known as Puskesmas, and also 15,000 clinics across the country to support the program. The program is also expected to become the government's biggest program, surpassing the COVID-19 vaccination program, which reached around 200 million people. Moreover, the rise of mental health issues, especially among children and adolescents, is a concern for the Indonesian government. Mr. Budi Gunadi also stated that the data issued in 2023 showed that 1 in 10 Indonesians have mental health issues, and also the problem lies in the absence of screening. That's the reason for Indonesian government to carry out the free mental health screening program for all citizens. He said the ministry is currently discussing the official date for rolling out the program along with president and regional heads. Well, that's about, you know, the planning of Indonesian government to give special screening services of mental health for Indonesian people.
biasa sehingga aku tak bisa berkata-kata. Kamu luar biasa, sungguh luar biasa. Cintamu akan kembali karena kamu tentang luar biasa sehingga aku tak bisa berkata-kata. Kamu luar biasa, sungguh luar biasa. Kamu luar biasa, sungguh luar biasa. Kamu luar biasa, sungguh luar biasa.
Yogyakarta City is an interesting tourism attraction. It has not only a lot of cultural and artistic heritage, but also has many beautiful and natural tourism objects that can spoil visitors' eyes. One of them is a multi-level waterfall called Grojogan Watu Purbo. Grojogan Watu Purbo, located in Dukuh Bangun Rejo, Merdeka Rejo Village, Temple District, Slamet Rejansi, Yogyakarta. It's also known as Grojogan Watu Purbo Bangun Rejo because it is located in Dukuh Bangun Rejo. Grojogan Watu Purbo has an unusual grojogan or waterfall, such as a six-level terracing and followed by a series of small waterfalls. The water flows from the Krasak River. Grojogan Watu Purbo has actually been existing since 1975. Initially, this place was built because of the Merapi project, which built a dam to hold back lava flow when an eruption occurred. In this area, there is actually a grojogan or a waterfall on the left and right and large old stones. It is not known for sure the age of the stones. That's why it's called Grojogan Watu Purbo, which means ancient rock waterfall. Grojogan Watu Purbo is famous for its very beautiful scenery with six levels of towering waterfalls. The best view is seen in the morning when the sun rises, coupled with the chirping of birds greeting visitors. The rocks that decorate the river are also so exotic, it's ideal to be a starting place when playing water. This place is appropriate for all ages. Visitors can explore every corner of Grojogan Watu Purbo and every level, and also sit on a large rock while looking at the beauty of Grojogan. You can also swim here and of course don't miss taking selfies. The best time to visit Grojogan Watu Purbo is the rainy season, but you should avoid it when the rainfall is too heavy.
Berapa lama aku menunggu jawaban darimu? Sampaikah kepadamu kata-kata yang kurangkaikan agar kau tahu perasaanku yang telah lama terpendam. Inilah yang ku rasakan.
Jangan hanya bicara, ku tak perlu kata-kata. Mengerti yang kau rasakan, karena ku hanya
di sini ku mengerti betapa ku membutuhkanmu. Bila kataku tak cukup tak buatmu mengerti, izinkan ku bertemu lagi denganmu. Jangan hanya bicara, ku tak perlu kata-kata untuk mengerti yang kau rasakan. Karena ku hanya butuh separuh hatimu dalam hidupku untuk buatku bahagia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Well, how far you walk away, this must be started from the first step that you walk. Yes. Well, it is also, by having much more possibilities, you must be able to try something new. Yes, something new, maybe that you haven't known before. By reading, maybe by touching, or even by learning, this can also can give you new experience. Yes, experience is also important to make your life have, you know, such a guidance. And also have, I can say what you saw, you know, is it about strong commitment? Strong holding, in this case, to make your step trigger the eager much before here. Yes, regarding with this, you know, we have also next, you know, it is a kind of wise word. Yes, this is wise word from one of Indonesian president. Yes, namely Soekarno. President Soekarno had also some wise words that until now are still known and learned by Indonesian people. One of Soekarno's famous wise words is, "No one dares to start something new unless they are willing to risk failure." Did you get the point? Yes, once more I would like to say this again. No one dares to start something new unless they are willing to risk failure. That's why you must be able to push yourself by showing, empowering your power, your willingness, and even when you are there, you are able to do something new. That's the point from the wise word of President Soekarno as Indonesian first president.
We'll be right back. hanya api cinta antara kita. Apakah ini pertanda tumbuhnya benih-benih cinta? Hari demi hari berlalu, raguku dibuatmu beribu tanya di hati. Apakah dirimu rasakan yang sama?
Are located in Sragi, Sumber Arum Village, Songgon Sub-District, Banyuwangi, East Java. The waterfalls are part of protected forest. The waterfalls are famous for two stunning cliffs standing between the falls. The cliffs are made of huge stones. Surrounding the falls, there are other four waterfalls which are part of the Leader Waterfalls. The best time to visit the waterfalls is in the morning, as you can witness the beauty of sunrise at the waterfalls. The panorama of the waterfalls is outstanding. In addition, the waterfalls have cozy ambience and cool temperature. It is one of the places that you should explore if you travel to Banyuwangi. You can take public transportation, motorbike, and cars to get to the waterfalls. The destination takes 45 minutes from Banyuwangi. There is not any facility at the waterfalls due to its location at the protected forest. You can park your vehicles at the locals' housing, which is about 1 km from the waterfalls. The entrance ticket of the waterfalls is 3,000 rupiah. Meanwhile, you have to pay 5,000 rupiah for the parking ticket. If you are passionate about adventure, you must visit Leader Waterfalls in Banyuwangi. The falls are extremely challenging to visit because you need to conquer complicated fields such as pine forest, clover, and sugar plantation, as well as deep cliffs.
Bukan hidupmu, tak perlu ku mengikuti semua langkahmu. Ini mimpiku, bukan mimpimu. Ku dengar suara hati memanggil.
Jangan maafkan kejahatan kamu.
Janganlah berani percaya, engkau pasti akan kesana.
Jangan maafkan.
Kau pasti bisa ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Ku pasti bisa ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Ini saatnya ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Bukan caramu. Cibiran kata hanyalah angin berlalu. Aku beranikan diri. Dengar suara hati.
Jangan maafkan.
Janganlah berani percaya, engkau pasti akan kesana. Kau pasti bisa ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Ku pasti bisa ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Ini saatnya ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Aku lihat cahaya di sana. Kini aku melangkah ke sana. Tak peduli mereka. Akan berkata apa. Ku masih bisa ubah mimpi jadi.
thing that crosses Indonesian people's mind when they hear the word North Sumatra, Toba Lake. The beauty of this freshwater lake that is notable as the deepest lake in the world is really fascinating. The friendliness of its people becomes one of the aspects that makes tourists stay in a bit longer. However, one thing that is always lingered in the ears is the beat of Batak's music, which pumps people's spirit to explore this land. Kasapi is one of the traditional musical instruments of Batak people. This is the evidence that Batak community possesses a high rate of musicality. Musical melody which is played by Martogi Sitohang. Batak community has recognized music arts for the long time before they knew modern musical instruments like today. One of the popular instruments is hasapi. Hasapi is played by strumming because it has two strings in general. It is categorized as kodokan. In principle, hasapi is quite similar to small guitar, but it has two strings only. Hasapi is easily found in Parapat and Samosir Island. This is usually sold to the tourists who visit Toba Lake. Some local merchandise shops sell this musical instrument. Hasapi crafters are a little hard to be found because they are usually also the ones who are skillful in playing the musical instrument. The crafters are ordinarily elder people, and the skills of making hasapi is passed down to their offspring. Hasapi musical instrument is divided into two kinds, Hasapi Ende and Hasapi Doa. Hasapi Ende is the melody carrier instrument, and it is considered as the predominant instrument in Gondang Hasapi Ensemble. Meanwhile, Hasapi Doal has the same principle with Hasapi Endi. However, in the play, Hasapi Doal acts as the career of constant rhythm. The sound of Hasapi Doal is a little bit bigger than Hasapi Endi. It wants the harahap as Hasapi musicians used. Hasapi has its own technique to be played.
Hasapi itu mempunyai teknik tersendiri untuk memainkannya, jadi biasanya
Hasapi has its own technique to be played. Usually, based on tradition, there is the resonator hole in the back of the instrument. The function is to manipulate sound, and it is placed on the stomach. Traditionally, Hasapi has two strings. Actually, they are the variation of two harmony systems which are used in Hasapi. Traditionally, it is played intervally, approximately fifth major. Hasapi is a melodic and rhythm musical instrument because it does not apply musical scale. It is used as jazz chord music. Generally, Hasapi is used for gondang events, like music events or wedding occasion. Hasapi could be used in the gondang music strains, but it can also be played individually. In the various traditions of Bata community, Hasapi is always present to give impression to the ongoing event. Hasapi, made of wood, which is crafted like a boat. This instrument uses two strings. In the earlier times, the strings were made of a butter material. Now the instrument uses guitar strings. Well, listener, before we review on Hasapi musical instrument, let's listen to the Hasapi musical strains with Batakese musician Martagi Sitohang and Mardi Sihombing in Mardalanao.
Oh,
Western songs, although it has only two strings. The tune of strings in Hasapi has two kinds. The first tune matches the basic musical scale. The first string is mi tone. The second one is do. The second tune is known as matak stem. The first string is for re, and the second one is for low sol. Hasapi does not own grip-like guitar, so it is hard to play it. This thing makes tourists appreciate this Bataknese musical instrument. The instrument can play any song only with two strings. Hasapi is made of a gyre wood, which is grown surrounding Toba Lake. Besides, hasapi is also made from jackfruit stem tree. So, hasapi is easier to be crafted. Besides being easily crafted into musical instrument, jackfruit wood is more durable and long-lasting. The jackfruit log is dragged as the resonance plays for producing sound. Then the plate is covered with thin wood. Hasapi is often given the carving ornament to make it look more attractive. Well, listener, that is a short review about traditional musical instrument of Bataknese called Hasapi. We are going to give you another musical strain of Hasapi Doa and Hasapi Ende with Martogi Sitohan.
memancarkan harum tubuhmu mengalir ke utara membuatku terpaku. Uniknya mu dihiasi lesung pipimu menambahkan asmara saat kemanapun. Banyak pesan tak memberi kesan, kamu bukanlah yang aku dambakan. Namun hati berkata bukan, kau selalu datang di mimpiku setiap minggu. Aku tak peduli berapa aku menunggumu, rindu teguh setia di setiap waktu. Siapapun dirimu itu, pernah hidupku terpesona mendalammu. Sinar mentari menemukan sulit untuk dihindari. Banyak pesan tak memberi kesan, kamu bukanlah yang aku dambakan. Namun lagi berkata bukan, kau selalu datang di mimpiku setiap minggu.
They just make me closer to you. Another for us to do, 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 do. Here is the news. The Ministry of Communication and Digital Affairs and the Ministry of State Apparatus and Bureaucratic Reform have strengthened synergy to accelerate the government's digital transformation. Communication and Digital Affairs Minister Mutia Hafid emphasized the importance of collaboration across ministries and agencies so that digital transformation policies not only focus on technological aspects but also public services as a whole. Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Sugiono has highlighted the importance of discussing the future of adaptive UN peacekeeping missions to face rapidly evolving situations on the ground. According to him, Indonesia, which has been contributing to UN missions since 1957, currently ranks as the fifth largest troop sending country for the UN peacekeeping missions, with 2,753 troops spread across 8 missions. That's the news.
Ini hidupku, bukan hidupmu. Tak perlu ku mengikuti semua langkahmu. Ini mimpiku, bukan mimpimu. Ku dengar suara hati memanggil.
Jangan maafkan kedatangan kamu.
Janganlah berani percaya, engkau pasti akan kesana.
Jangan maafkan dapatkan mimpimu.
Kau pasti bisa ubah mimpi jadi kita. Pasti bisa mengubah mimpi jadi nyata. Ini saatnya ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Bukan caramu, jiran kata hanyalah angin berlalu. Aku beranikan diri dengar suara hati.
Janganlah
berani percaya, engkau pasti akan kesana. Kau pasti bisa ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Ku pasti bisa ubah mimpi jadi nyata.